Okay. I want to start with the Rambam, with Shitas HaRambam, and then we will go to Shitas, and then we will go to Shitas HaTosfos. So the Rambam is Perek Zayin Aloch Evov. Perek Zayin Aloch Evov, the Rambam. Bechol dor v'dor, chayev odom le'arois es atzmoi kegilu hu yotzo mimitzroim. Kegilu be'atzmo yotzo ato mishibud mitzrayim. Shenema voisonu oitzi mishom ve'al dovo ze tzivo ha-kodesh boruch hu batoiro ve'zocharto ki eved o yiso ki eved o yiso ke lo ima kilu ato be'atzmo ho yiso eved v'yotzoso lechayus ve'nivdeiso. That's aloche vov. Aloche zayin lefikoch k'sheso yedodom balaylo haze tzorich le'echoil ולישטויס ואומייסב דרך חירוס, וכל אחד ואחד בין הנושים בין נושים, חייב לישטויס בלילה הזה, ארבו קויסי של יין, אין פויחס עם מיין. ואפילו עוני המספרנס מן הצדוקו, לא יפרסו לו עם ארבו קויסי שיעור, כל קויס מיין רביס. So the Rambam says, basically, הלוך הזיין, that they have two חיובים, coming under the chiyuv leharois et atzmoi keilu yotzo mimitzroyim. One is a seivo, because a seivo represents cheirus. Second, shtio of arba koisois. Drinking wine, arba koisois, represents cheirus, represents like you went out l'cheirus. This is a two alochois that comes under chayev odom le'arois keilu be'atzmo yotzo mishibud mitzrayim. So it's a clear alocha that you have a chiyuv of drinking four koisis shel yayin under chayev odom le'arois esatzmoi. Shiu kol kois mehen revius. And it's a din of revius. Now, where the Rambam got this chiyuv of dalet koisos shel yayin mitzad chayev odom le'aris es atzmoi? So it's a Rambam pshat in two gemoras. One is a gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, mozguloi kois shlishi, Mevorech al mezoinoi. Says the Gemara, Oma le rabchonon le rovo, Shma mino birkas amozoin teuno kois. Oma le, Arbo kasi tiknu rabonon derech cheirus. Kol chad vechad naavid be mitzvo. So the Gemara says clear that rabonon were metakein Arbo koisois derech cheirus. Midin cheirus. Clear Gemara. Just on that, Rabbanon added another takono of kol chad v'chad na'avid bei mitzvah. The same Gemara, not the same, but very close Gemara, is in Kuf. Where is it? One second. I am looking for it a second. It's in Kuf Tes Omud Beis Ravine Omar, two lines before the end of the Omud. Arbo Kasi Tkinu Rabbonon Derecheirus. So it's clear Gemara that the Takono was drinking wine Derecheirus. So the Rambam is explaining, from where comes this takono derech heirus? Explains the Rambam that it's a din from vezocharto ki eved o yiso be mitzrayim. Means It's a din of chayev odom le'aris etz atzmoi. Ke'ilu ato yotzo mishibud mitzrayim. And that's a chiyuv de'oraiso. It's not a din de'rabbonon. But Rabbonon gave a tzuro and a matbeya how to do that. How? Al yedei shtias arba koisei shel yayin. This nekuda is clear. Yeah, Rebari, this is clear, yeah? Okay. I don't know why I cannot hear no one. Let's try seeing if I can hear someone.
Yeah, everyone's on mute, Gabby.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, no problem. Now, so we have a takono of Dalet Koisois. That's the clear halacha in the Rambam based on these Gemaras. They have another halacha in Perek Zayin, halacha Tes. Perek Zayin, halacha Tes. Arba Koisois Elu, Tzorich Limzoig Oison, Kedei Shetia Shtiyo Arevo. What's Arevo? Gishmak. It needs to be a gishmak. It needs to be kipshuto, yarevo. Hakoi lefi ayayin ulefi das ashoise. Means it's individual. Each one has what's gishmak for him. Says the Briskirov, that's a very nice toisefes that the Briskirov brings, that the shtiyo arevo is also connect to Cheirus. Because it's Chayev, it's a din to show Cheirus, and it's a Shtiyo of Cheirus. So under Shtiyo of Cheirus, it needs to be a Revo. The Riskirov says that in every Koishel Brocha, every Shabbos, you don't have a din of a Revo. A Revo is a din in a shtiyo of Cheirus. I think it's a chidush. Cheirus, lichura, represents yayin. We're a revo. Is a toisefes in Cheirus? But that's a take, that's being said in the Rambam, that a revo, gishmak, represents Cheirus. Okay. Now, they have another halacha in the Rambam. Velo yifchois. I want to skip to halacha yud before I continue halacha tes. Let's skip to halacha yud. Kol kois vekois me'arbo kois yisraelu mevorech olav brocha bifnei atzmo. Vekois rishonoy merolav kidush hayoyim kois sheini koi roila vesagodo. So they have another takono that every kois needs to be a kois shel brocho. It needs to be a kois shel brocho. Which one? The first one is kiddush hayoyim, the sheni is agodo, the shlishi birkas hamazon, and revi is goy merolo v'sahalel. Where's this gemara that it needs to be a koishel brocha? That's the Gemara that we saw in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. That kol chad v'chad na'avid bei mitzvah. Okay, so we have two takonos. One takono of dalet koisois of cheirus, and that has to do with drinking wine. And another takono, and that's halacha vov and zayin. And we have another one that's halacha yud, that it needs to be kois shel brocha. Now, Rabbosai, I have a question. Let's continue halacha tes. Shoso arbo'o koisois elu miyayin she'enoi mozug. Yotzo yedei arbo koisois, velo yotzo yedei cheirus. So the question is, what it means yotzo yedei arbo koisois velo yotzo yedei cheirus? So Moron Riza Levi learns in the Rambam that yotzo yedei arbo koisois means halacha yud, means that in yayin she'einoi mozug, you are yotze the arbo koisois shel brocha, the second takono, but you are not yotze the first halacha of cheirus, because cheirus is only when it's mozug. I want to ask the Olam. The Olam agrees with this pshat, does not agree with the pshat. Something is bothering me in that pshat, because the Rambam is saying yotzei yedei arba koisois velo yotzei yedei cheirus before the Rambam said halacha yud, that you have a din of kol kois vekois needs to be mevorech olav brocha bifnei atzmo. Rabbi, you understand my question? I'm asking, what is this yotzo yedei arbo koisois velo yotzo yedei cheirus? What it means arbo koisois? So the risk of learns that they have two takonois. One takono is drinking dalet koisois midin cheirus, and a second takono having arbo koisois shel brocha of halacha yud, and when it's yayin she'einoi mozug, you are yoytzei za halacha yud of arba koisei shebrocha, but you are not yoytzei halacha ches of cheirus. Could be that pshat. Me, I am a little concerned because the Rambam did not yet tell me halacha yud that you have a din of kol kois vekois me arba koisei she'elu mevorech olav brocha bifnei atzmo. We still don't know halacha yud, and already in halacha tes, the Rambam says that in yain sheinoi mozug, you are yotze yedei arba koisois, but yotze yedei cheirus. I can get a response if the question is clear from someone, because I cannot hear no one.
It's clear.
And I don't know.
Very clear.
Oh, shkoyach. Thank you. Okay. But let's continue weiter, that in the Rambam, for sure we have two halachos. For sure we have halacha ches, that it's a din shtiyo of arba koisois derech cheirus, and for sure we have halacha yud, that you have a din of arba koisois shel brocha. The question that we are now leaving, if what the Rambam says, shos arba koisois elum yayin sheinoi mozug, yotzo yedei arba koisois velo yotzo yedei cheirus, if the Rambam means that is yotzo yedei halacha yud velo yotzo yedei cheirus means halacha ches, or the Rambam means something else. Okay, ad kan. Let's go now to Shitas Atosfos. The Tosfos, let's see the Tosfos inside. The Tosfos is in Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. One second. Okay. Tosfos says, "Lo yifchasu lo mitoich arba koisois mitoich haloshon mashmak tzas sheinoisnin lebono velibnei beisoi ki im leatzmoi vehu moitzias kulom bebeshaloi." Means, not everyone needs to drink, says Tosfos. Only the Mekadesh needs to drink Dalit koisos. Let's continue. Vesvoruhu, the maishne alba koisos mikidush de kol ashono she echod moiti eskulom. Says Toisvis, it's just like kiddush of kol ashono. Umihu gam bekiddush shem ohoyo lekol echod kois kedemashma lekamon gabi chazi lehusa bedegochin veshosi. Says Toisvis, you know what? Eino chenami. No difference between dalit koisois and kiddush kol ashono. But could be kol ashono also everyone needs to be shoise. Now, the Brisky Rav brings from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim said that Toisvis is choylek on the Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, that it's a din to drink midin cheirus, so it's a din in shtiyo. It's a din to drink wine. Because drinking wine represents going out lecheirus. But if Toisvis learns that the Mekadesh can be moiti everyone, and it's just like the Kiddush of Kol Ashono, says Reb Chaim, Al Kochoch, it's not a din of Shtiyo of Cheirus. It's a different din. It's a different din. It's a din of Albo Koisois Shel Brocho. That's the way how the Brisky Rav brings Reb Chaim, that Toisvis is Choylik on the Rambam, and Albo Koisois is just like Kiddush of the old year. It's Mefurish in Toisvis. And it's not a din of Chayev Odom Learis Es Atzmoi Keilu Yotzo Lecheirus Midin Keilu Yotzo Mishibud Mitzrayim lecheirus. It's not a din of cheirus. Now, I will just continue another few minutes how the Brisky Rav learns that lefi Toisvis, it's a din of koishel brocho. It's a din of koishel brocho. You have alba koishel brocho. The first koishel brocho is kiddush. The second koishel brocha is Haggadah. The third koishel brocha is Birkas HaMazon. And the fourth koishel brocha is Hallel. Moirai v'raboisai, someone is happy with such a pshat. And I will explain you why. It's tzorich biur gadol. What it means, you have a Gemara. We have two Gemaras. That the Gemara said, Al Bokasi, Tiknu Rabbonon Derech Cheirus. Ad Rabbo. So Takana was Al Bokasois for Cheirus. Tikkun and Kol Chad V'Chad Na'avid Bei Mitzvah. And you have another Gemara we saw in Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Albo kasi tkinu rabbono derech cheirus. I just cannot understand such an idea that dalit koisois of Leila Seder, it's a din of koishel brocho. I just want to explain you what it means koishel brocho. How it's mashma in the Brisky Rav. Koishel brocho, it's mashma that the ikar is the brocho. The kois is the way how to say the brocha. And the Gemara says, fakert. The iker is the kois. The brocha was another din that was given after that. And the fihau, the Brisky Rav is mefarish in Toisvis, the iker is the brocha, and the kois is a way how to say the brocha. It's a davar shekimat e'efshar le'omroi. It's kimat e'efshar le'omroi. Someone has a pshat to explain what it means, like what Brisky Rav means to say. Reb Ari, I don't know why I have here like a Y in the middle, and I cannot see. Okay, I don't know what to do. Okay, if someone will speak, could be I will see him. But now I.
What? Rabbi, what's the problem?
No. Yeah.
It's good.
Now it's good. Yeah. Now it's good. Okay. Now it's good. Okay. Oh, Rabbi Yoina Wolfish. Yeah, I see him. Okay. Rabbi Yisai. So it's like I mamish don't understand. I will read some Briskerov inside, and I don't understand. If someone has a pshat before I give my pshat, so I will be happy. I will just read it inside. He says Azoi that the other mamish dugmas kiddush the kol hashono. Now we have to understand kiddush al kol hashono. The ikir is a kiddush. The kolis is the way how to say the kiddush. So I just want to understand what it means. All the din of dalet koisois is not a din of alba koisois. It's basically a way of how to say kiddush in Leila Seder. It's a way how to say the agodo. It's a way how to do birkas hamazon. The Gemara says nishka zoy. The Gemara says, Adrabo, Abo kaset kinu rabonon, derech eirus. And also if you will erase the girsa derech eirus, Ari told me that the Rash Bam erased the words derech eirus. But first in Daf Kuf Tesam with Beis, no other girsa, it's clear that it's a din of derech eirus. And second, but it's a takono of a kois. It's not a takono of a brocha, but kiddush shel kol hashono, it's a takono of a brocha, and the kois is the way out to say the brocha. I am clear in the question. It's like, I just don't understand what he's saying. If someone has a pshat, he can please say it. Now, I don't understand another Gemara, how the Briskerov would learn in Tosfos another Gemara. We have a Gemara in Daf, and the Briskerov brings it, and it looks like he himself is not clear how to learn it in Tosfos. He says, the Gemara says in Daf, Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Oh, Shesoon Chai. If it's Einoi Mozug, Omarovo, Yedei Yayin Yotzo, Yedei Cheirus Lo Yotzo. And that's a Girsa Lefi Tosfos. So the Briskerov learns that the din of Yayin Mozug here is a din like Kiddush of Kol Hashono. And he has a Tosfos that's Mashma that way. And it's a din of lekatchilo and bedievet. Means, like a kiddush bekol hashono, they have a din that lekatchilo, it needs to be mozug, and only bedievet it works if it's not mozug. That pshat in the Gemara here, yedeyayin yotzo, means bedievet yotzo, Yedei Cheirus Lo Yotzo means Lekatchilo. Now, he is right that that's what the Rashbam says. But if it's a din of Lekatchilo and Bedi'eved Shel Kol Hashono, the general din of Kiddush, of Koishel Brocho, that needs Yayin Mozug, so how is it that the Gemara says the words Yedei Yayin Yotzo, you see it? Yedei Cheirus Lo Yotzo. What's Yedei Cheirus? What's Yedei Cheirus Lo Yotzo? We're not speaking on a din of Cheirus. We're speaking on a general din that every Koishel Brocho needs Yayin Mozug. Adkan, my question, I have another smaller aura that I will be moisif, But before I continue, I just want to know if I'm clear on the questions.
Yeah, very clear. Oh,
saying the way I was mashma that it's a regular din of koyshe brocha, it's kimat e efshar leomroi. It's e efshar leomroi. It's clear in the Gemara, also in Shita Satoisvis, that it's a din of cheirus. It's a din of cheirus. We said three Gemaras. One Gemara in Kufches Amud Beis, one Gemara in Kuftes Amud Beis, and one Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Another small question. Toisvis is mistapik in Kuf. Let's go back to Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. The Toisvis that the Rizkirov brought from the Chaim, that it's a din of Koishel Brocha. So Toisvis says, Umihu gam bekidush shema oyo lechkol echot kois. Toisvis has a tzad that in every kiddush, each one needs to have his own kois. So I want to ask, what is this tzad that in kiddush itself, everyone needs to have his kois? What is it? If it's only a din of kois shel brocha, so I just want to ask you guys, who is a mekadesh? The Mekadesh is only one person. What is a tzad in Toisvis that every person from the Yoishvim in the table, every Kiddush of Leil Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. If guys, if you want the Chumrah, every Leil Shabbos, make sure everyone has a full Kois in front of him when the Mekadesh does Kiddush. I'm asking, what is this pshat? What pshat in this Toisvis that in every kiddush of Leil Shabbos, each one needs to have a kois? Like, if it's only a din of kois shel brocha, if it's only a din of kois shel brocha, who says a brocha? Only one person. The mekadesh says a brocha. Eino chename, everyone are yoytze midin. So what Stoisis means to say that midin shemeya ke'oine, everyone needs to have his own kois shel brocha, does not make sense. So we want to say a pshat in Toisvis. Now, could be that what the Briskerov means, could be not, but we are trying now to explain shitas at Toisvis. For that, I want a small Hagdomo, and that's a Gemara in Daf Kuvov in Psachim. Kuvov in Psachim. Tonu Rabbonon. Zochoy resim Hashabbos lekatchoy. Zochreyu alayayin. Ein yelo bayoyim balaylo minayin. Talmud loyim azochoy resim Hashabbos lekatchoy. Mechulei. The Gemara says, let's, Ochi Ko'omar. I skipped a few lines. Zohar Yisrim HaShabbos Lekatshoy Zohreyu Alayayin Beknisosoy. Ein li elo balay lo bayoy minayin, Talmud lo imar Zohar Yisrim HaShabbos. Bayoy mai mevorech, Omar Rav Yude Boirei Pri HaGofen. Only Boirei Pri HaGofen. What's a Kiddush we do in the day? Only Boirei Pri HaGofen. So the question is, what is it? What is this kiddush of Boirei Pri HaGofen? And I will explain the question. Every Leil Shabbos, what is a kiddush? What is a kiddush every Leil Shabbos? What is a kiddush? Not only Boirei Pri HaGofen. No. Someone, what's a kiddush every Leil Shabbos? What's a kiddush?
Eidus on the Bria.
Eidus and the Bria with a nusach. With a nusach of being megadil the Shabbos, to be meshabeyach the Shabbos. It's a whole nusach of being mekadish as a Shabbos. So I understand that that's kiddush, pirush, that we are being meshabeyach, We are being megadol the Shabbos, and I understand that we do it al hayayin, because the yayin adds, could be a din shiro to the dvorim, it adds chashivus. But in the morning, what is Borei Pri HaGofen? Which kiddush is it? What is it? What is Borei Pri HaGofen? What is it? Someone knows? Someone has a pshat? What is this Borei Pri HaGofen in the morning? Shabbos day, and that's a din kiddush. It's a din of Zohar es Yoim HaShabbos Lekatshoi. It's not only, it's not Stam, it's a din of Zohar es Yoim HaShabbos Lekatshoi. Could be it's a derabonon, it's a doiraiso, says Toysis, that you're not allowed to eat before. I'm asking, what is a kiddush? What is a kiddush? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri HaGofen. Where was Mekadosh the Shabbos? Where? In what I was Mekadosh the Shabbos? Clear question? So we have a Ran. Someone wants to open the Ran on the spot. The Ran is the end. So the Ran says, where's the Ran? There in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So the Ran asks a kasha. The Ran basically asks a kasha. What is Borei Pri HaGofen? So the Ran says, Heichi, the mashmalei de'ach drosho asmachto be'almehi. De'iki dusha de'yemom edoyuaisi, Heichi lo yamrin en be'yelo Borei Pri HaGofen ve'tuloi. Aloi brocho zu birkas anenin hi. It's a birkas anenin. Hello? It's a birkas anenin. We're the kiddush in Borei Pri HaGofen. We're. That's a kash of the Ran. Elo kiddush the rice of balaylo yidame beknisosoi. Lo mishum tekvoy yoim odif mikvoy laylo rou chachomin lasu yizbayoim. Zecher le kiddush v'ayinu Borei Pri HaGofen ve'tuloi. Shehu atcholas kiddush Shelailo. Because it's the beginning of the Kiddush of the Lailo, so Rabbonon were metakein, it's like a takono be'almo. It's really not a Kiddush. Ve'oid, shelefi she'in oimrim shiro elo al hayayin, keivon she'mevorchin al hayayin tchilo, sheloi kederech she'ar asudois, ave kein shvach ve'shiro lekdusho shel yoim. Says the Ran another svaro that it's like ke'ein shevach v'shiro lekdushosi shel yoyim. But if we see the Rashbam on the spot in Daf Kuf Vov, so the Rashbam there, Omar Rav Yudo Borei Pri HaGofen. Osi kasa de chamro uvrucha umishtei mishum kvoit shabos lechaleg bin midas shabos lemidas choyl shehu inyan shir shein oirim shiro elo al hayayin. So it's mashma like the second pshat of the Ran. But I am not sure in the Rashbam that it's a din derabonon. Could be it's a kiyum doiraiso. But I want to explain what is a kiddush of Borei Pri HaGofen Bayoyim. What is it? The answer is, what's the yesoid of Kiddush? What's the yesoid of Kiddush? Kiddush is to be mechabit the Shabbos. To speak out that Shabbos is a special day. Now, I can speak out that Shabbos is a special day, bedibur. How? I say, אשר קדישון ממצווי סוברוצו בונו, ושבס קודשוי באבו ברוצוי ננחילונו, זיכורין למייסי בראשיס, זכר ליציאס מצרויים. So I speak out בדיבו that Shabbos is special. But they have another way how to be מקדש זו Shabbos. Not only בדיבו. You know how? במייסי. Means, being Mekadesh boire pri agofen and a cup of wine, that itself is mekadesh to Shabbos. That shows that Shabbos is a special day. That shows lechalek, like the Rashbam says, lechalek beinidas Shabbos lemidas choyu, show inyan shir. Bringing wine to the table and saying boire pri agofen, that itself represents kovod Shabbos. So I would say it this way. It's not a kiddush of dvorim. It's a kiddush of a maise kiddush. The bringing the wine and the drinking and saying boire pri agofen, that itself is mekadesh the Shabbos. Oh, if that pshat, we believe that every kiddush of Leil Shabbos, the fact that I do the kiddush ala yayin, it's because it's not enough just to say dvorim of being mekadesh the Shabbos. You need to do a maise of being mekadesh the Shabbos. And you need to combine the maise of being mekadesh the Shabbos ala yayin together with the dvorim. And that's balaylo. By day, it's enough the maise of being mekadesh the Shabbos all your day, bringing the wine, saying by the priya gofen and drinking. Tosfos has it sad that every Leil Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, it's kedai to do the chumrah because Tosfos says it's kedai to do that chumrah. Every person, it's not enough shemei ke'oine just to listen to the dvorim of the kiddush of Shabbos. You need also to drink a cup of wine because you need to be mekadesh es Shabbos b'maisa. That's al yedei ayayin. Another tzad in Toysit, and that's a first tzad, that it's enough that only the mekadesh drinks and everyone together drinks. But it's not midina mevorech tzorich sheyitoim. No, the pshat is azoy. When a cup of wine was being was drank, was nishte al yedei kulam, that itself is a maiso that's mekadesh the Shabbos. Means Toysis also in the first tzad that not each one needs a kois, also agrees that it's a mice of kiddush. It's not only lekadish es Shabbos bedvorim, but that mice of kiddush, not each one needs to do a separate shtiyah of a kois. Thus, one shtiyah is oile lekulo. I am clear, Rabari. I can continue. I am clear that it's not all that it's not only dvorim, it's not only speaking a kiddush, it's to do a maisa of being mekadesh es Shabbos. And the maisa of being mekadesh es Shabbos is al yedei shtiyah sayayin. And Tosfos had it a sofek if each one needs to drink his own kois, or one kois can be nishte al yedei kulo. Yeah, Reb Ari, that's clear. And Reb David, I'm clear.
Everyone, even in the second side, everyone would need to drink, Rebbe's saying, or even if Rebbe's has a side, even if the Mavarach is the only one who drinks, that would be enough for a Maisa Kiddush for all the Shoymen?
Right. Everyone, yeah. Also, if only the Mavarach drinks, it's still Oile Lekulom, because everyone are Misyaches to his Shtiyo too. Because his Shtiyo is Chal Klapi Kulom, that it's Reb David, could be it's better that each one will be toyem a little. You know, I think it's better that each one will be toyem a little. But and then it's mitztaref lekulo. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, everyone are mitztaref. It is a maise kiddush too. Okay, let's continue now. Aboisai, no question in the world, no question. And if someone is choylek, I want to hear that now. That Tosfos agrees that Alba Koisis of Leila Seder is a din of Chehus. No question about that. Because Koisis will not erase Shui Gimoris. But what Toisis is choylek on the Rambam is in one ekudo. That lefi the Rambam, where is the Chehus? The Chehus is in drinking Alba Koisis. It's in drinking. It's a din in the shtia of the gavro. Each one needs to drink Alba Koisis for Chehus. Toisis is only choylek on one ekudo. A boy say, sitting in a seudo, where Alba Koisos is being brought to the table, and between everyone, it's being nishte, everyone together drinks it, that's also a Maise Cheirus. That also represents Cheirus. But the Cheirus is not that each one is drinking his own wine. The fact that a koishel yayin is being nishte al yedei kulam, that itself is a ma'ase cheirus. And that itself represents cheirus. Now, Toisis is mistopic. Could be it's better that each one will drink his own kois. And Toisis says, but it's really very doime to kiddush. Just like kiddush. It's a maise of kiddush, of being mechabid of Shabbos, that a kois shel yayin is being drank at the seudo. Just the same in Leila Seder, it's a maise cheirus that represents cheirus, that a kois shel yayin is being drank at the Seder. But not only one, four koises. And that child, Toisus would learn, daf, Kuf Ches Amud Beis Sheson Cha Yotzo Omar Rovo Yedei Yayin Yotzo Yedei Cheirus Lo Yotzo. What do you mean Yedei Cheirus Lo Yotzo? If it's not a Yayin Mozug, so this does not represent so much Cheirus. It's Bediyevet. It's not the Spitz Cheirus that this Yayin represents. That this Shtias Yayin. So what we are basically saying, that also Toisvis agrees that it's a din of Cheirus. It's not only it's not stam a din of Koishtel Brocha. But the din Cheirus does not need to be each one on his own shtio of a shoyse, that you need to drink. Just like in Kiddush of Shabbos, the Maista Mekadesh is a Shabbos, is Misyaches, to each one of the shoyimim, also the maise cheirus that the shtias akois represents can be misyaches lekol ha-shoyimim, lekol ha-shoyimim. Now, I believe that it's better that each one will drink a little, and it's kimat mashma mefurosh, that it's really better that it will be drinked through everyone. Means also, if you that side of choices, that not each one needs to drink his own kois shell, his own alba koisis.
I mean, is it coincidental that it has the same dinam as kosher bracha? I mean, it can't be kois pogam Joseph is discussing, and v'chulei, it can't be mozuk. What's that going to do with cheirus? I mean, where do we get in the second halacha from?
One second. Also, Toisus agrees that we had a second takono. One second. Toisus agrees that we had a second takono, what's written in the Rambam, that we need also to do Alba Koisis Shel Brocha too. Also, Toisis Be'etzem learns like the Rambam. They have one halacha is Cheirus, and a second halacha that these Alba Koisis needs to be a Koisis Shel Brocha. Fakilt, what we are saying, for sure we are being choylek on the Brisker Rov in one ekudo. That it's not one takono. The Brisker Rov learns in Toisis that it's one takono Koisis Shel Brocha. It's EF Shal Oimur. It's Mamash EF Shal. It's EF Shal to say it. It's for sure two separate takonos. One takono that it's Alba Koisis Shel Cheirus. And that's what the Toisis holds, that not each one needs to drink. It's enough that a koist of cheirus, a koist of cheirus is being drained, and it's mitzta, and it's misyaches to each one of the shonimim. And the second halacha, that you have a din koist of brocha. Then that's a separate halacha. Now, no question, Agav, that the Riskerov is right, that lefitoisis it's tolu in meloy lugmov. Because he's right that lefitoisis it's not a maise shtio, Rabbi Isai. It's not a maise shtio of drinking. It's a din that it will be, how you say it in English, that it will be drinked. What's the word? What's the word? David, what's the word?
Rabbi, it's drink.
Okay, I'm not sure how to say it, but
it's drink.
Drinked. Okay, it needs to be drinked. Al yaday kulo.
There's just drink. Just drink.
Okay, beseda. Never mind. Okay, but I'm saying, but it needs to be nisht al yaday kulo. Toisis is moited to the Rambam that it's a din cheirus. It's just choylek that not each one needs to drink it. It's enough that al yaday kulom, it's being nishte. That's the ikar yesoid we wanted to speak out in Toisvis. Okay, adkan is ikar advorim, and if someone has a different pshat, it's like.
Rebbe has any rise in Tosfos like this, so Rebbe's just saying it has to be like this. Meaning, Rebbe's explaining there's two dinim, that the din of Kosh and Bracha and the din of Cheres works in the same way. Just like by a regular Kiddush, one person making Kiddush, kind of that Maisa Kiddush is Mishachas to everyone. That's also true by the other Kosh, and that's what Tosfos is talking about. Plus, there's also a din Cheres, which in the same way, just like he's being Mekayim, the Kosh and Bracha, they're also being Mekayim this din Cheres. I mean, Rebbe has no rise in Tosfos like this at all, besides the Gemaras.
No, why not? I will give you a raya, because Tosis has toots dodim. If each one needs to drink, or it's enough that one drinks for everyone, right? Tosis has toots dodim, or he does not have toots dodim.
He does.
Right. Now, I want to ask you, what is the toots dodim? One tzad that it's enough that one drinks, and the feed that. It's only a din of Koish Brocha, like the Brisker Rav understood, right? And if he's a second tzad, that each one needs to drink.
It's also a din of Koish Brocha. It's my first day in Daf Kuvav that Tosis brings a Yerushalmi that's got a tzad that even by Koish Brocha, everyone had their own Kosh.
Yeah, and I'm saying that's Mefurish and Tosis also in Daf Tzadik Tes.
But by Kiddush itself, nothing got to do with other Kosh.
Right. So I'm just asking, what are these toots dodim in Kiddush itself, if each one needs to drink, or it's enough that one drinks for everyone? What are these toots dodim?
It's a mile if you have your own kosher, if you become like a mevorich, maybe, if you have your own kosher bracha.
What's the svar that you become a mevorich? What's the svar that you become a mevorich?
Alidei shumei koine, you become a bar.
That's a
svar. Tosus says that's why you could drink first. Tosus brings you a shami. That's why there's a tzad that even the shomer can drink before the mevarich because he's got a din of a mevarich.
And what? So we din mevarich, it's better that he has his own kois.
I don't know. Some extra.
No. That's not mistaber to me that we din mevarich they would have. I understand that it's a maise kiddush. It's a maise kiddush. That can be misyaches to everyone, and also, and you know, Reb David, the Gemara itself is enough to be machriach in Toisfis. That it's a din of cheirus, It does not a shtias cheirus, it's a maise cheirus. I would just give you a moshul be'alma. In England, I once saw that they wanted to be mechabed zaseuda. They brought a very expensive whiskey on the table when it was possible that no one is going to touch such expensive whiskey. But the fact that it was on the table, such expensive whiskey, already was mechabed the maimed. It showed that this is a maimed mechubod that you have such expensive whiskey on the table. But Toiras Moshal, I'm bringing it, that also, Toisvis is moide that it's cheirus. But being sitting together And between everyone drinking wine, or afilu one drinks, sitting in such a maimed, that itself represents cheirus. Ad kan dvorai betoisvis.
Rabbi.
A small, yeah.
When Rabbi said, according to the risk of Rav, that according to Tyson, it's totally in Moloi Lugmov, what does that mean?
No, Moloi Lugmov is a clear halacha in Tosis, nothing to do with Briskerov. Because it's not a din of a Maise Shtio of each one. It's a din that it needs to be Nishte Al Yedei Kulom. Means we all agree, me, Briskerov, everyone agrees that it's not, that Lefi Tosis, it's not that each one needs to drink. It's a din that it needs to be Nishte Al Yedei Kulom. And that has to do with Meloi Lugmov. That's clear in Tosfos. You can see it in it's clear that it's a din of Meloi Lugmov. Only in the Rambam, that it's a din of Shtiyah of each one, you have a din of Revis. Because if you need a Maisi Shtiyah is Dafko Al Yedei Revis.
Can I just ask, what do we see? We're saying Meloi Lugmov. You say as opposed to Rav Kais?
Right.
Not equating.
No, means I will tell you, Lefi Tosfos, Rav Kais is not enough. Rav Kais is not enough.
Where are we in
Meloi Lugmov? I think Meloi Lugmov is, I think it's, what I'm saying is as though Meloi Lugmov.
Tosfos says Ruba de Casa. Tosfos says Ruba de Casa, which is a Meloi Lugmov, but L'Cher, it has to be that way because a Meloi Lugmov is every single person is a different Meloi Lugmov. If it's a din to be nishta, how could this shir be a Meloi Lugmov? Which each one is a different Meloi Lugmov. Rav Kais is a din in Kais, to be nishta. It happens to be Meloi Lugmov is associated with Rav Kais.
I hear the question. But that's clear that this Meloi Lugmov can be split between 10 people. Or that's not clear. I think
where,
this...
Which Tosfos are we in? I'm just not sure which Tosfos we're looking at. In the Tosfos,
I would tell you.
Talk about Rav Kais. Just we're looking at a different Tosfos?
One second. I will tell you which choices we're discussing. It's Daf. One second. It's the choices is Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph in Toa Meloi Lugmov Yotzo. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph in Toa Meloi Lugmov Yotzo. Okay, the Mefarsh Beyume Kolshilu Mesaka Letzadeh Odiroi Kemeloi Lugmov Aleph Pochis Mirevis. כדאמרין אל אוסם, אבל מלוי לוגמוב אמרין אל אוסם גבי יויסם, ונראה שהוא רוי ורביס, דאמרין אל לקמון והוא דשוסו רובה דקאסו. This Tosfos. So you see clear that Tosfos is מדמו, מלוי לוגמוב of קויס של ברוכו, it is the מלוי לוגמוב of דלת קויסס.
It's also my first right, Tosfos, כפחס on the base, when it says רובה דקאסו, he says מלוי לוגמוב.
Right. אינו חינמי.
Wait.
I just want to be Messiah with a big chiddush in Shitas HaRambam, and I really want you guys to tell me if you agree with me. It's a big chiddush. Now what I said now in Tosfos, it's Vorm Pshutim. It's like I cannot believe someone can be choylek on that. But what I'm saying in the Rambam now, it's a big chiddush in Halacha Tes. What it means. Shoso arba koisis elu miyain she'einoi mozug yotzo yedei arba koisois velo yotzo yedei cheirus. Shoso arba koisois mezugin bevas achas yotzo yedei cheirus velo yotzo yedei arba koisois. What it means shoso arba koisois mezugin bevas achas yotzo yedei cheirus velo yotzo yedei arba koisois. What it means, velo yotzo yedei arba koisois. So what do you mean Yotza Yadei Cheirus? That's clear, right? Rabbi Yisrael, you remember. Yotza Yadei Cheirus means the halacha of halacha Zion, right? That midin Cheirus, you need to drink wine. Now, he also drank four kaises. Remember, it was four kaises. But what it means, veloy yotzo yedei arba kaises. So, the Briskerov, I said, learned that it means that it was not, lo yotzo arba kaises means kais shel brocha. Means, because he drank four kaises, what's the case? He had four kaises in front of him. One, two, three, four. So if there's a Briskerov, he was Mekayim Abba Koyse Shel Yayin Midin Cheirus, but he was not Mekayim the second Takono of Abba Koyse of Koyshel Brocho. But I asked the Karsha, the Rambam did not yet tell, say Aloha Yud, that you have a din of Koyshel Brocho. So how is it that he tells me Velo Yotzo Yedei Arba Koyseis, but before he told me Aloha Yud, that you have a din of Koishel Brocha. So I want to be Metzia that they have three halachos. One halacha is halacha ches. You need to drink four koisos midin cheirus. You have a third halacha, is halacha yud, that it needs to be Koishel Brocha. What it means Koishel Brocha? It needs to be Kiddush, Agodo, Birkas Hamazon, Halel, okay. You have a second halacha. You know what the second halacha is? You don't drink it bevasachas. You drink it in specific places. And I will give you enough kamina halacha lemaisa. You drink it in the beginning of the seudo, after Kiddush. You drink it after Magid, before the Seudah starts. You drink it after the Seudah, after Birkas HaMadon. You drink it after Halel. It's not a din of Koishel Brocha. It's a din that it needs to be split to four times, to four separate times. I will tell you nafkemino. What happens if someone said Magid, said Birkas HaMazon on a kois, and the kois spilled. The kois that he said Birkas HaMazon on it, spilled. It's not here. And he wants to now fill up another kois to drink. A kois. Shal yayin. Midin dalet koisois. They have a milo to drink it now after Birkas HaMazon, or in the moment it's not koishel brocha of Birkas HaMazon, he can drink it in the end together with the kois of Halel. You understand my question? Means, I will give you an example. Someone did a brocha of Magid. He said Magid ala kois, and the kois spilled. He does not have it now. The question is now, if to put another kois now, and to say boy repri agofen, or to wait to do another kois after that. My question is, if they have a milo of the seder hakoisos, also if it's not kois shel brocha, I believe in the Rambam, yes. They have three halachos. One, remember, drink four koises shel yayin, leila seder. One. Second, it needs to be split in specific times. One is after Kiddush, one after Magid before the Suda, three after Birkas HaMazon, four after Halim. A third halacha that it needs to be a kosher bracha. It's a third halacha. And that's what the Rambam says. Shosa arba koisis mezugin bevasachas yotzo yedei cheirus velo yotzo yedei arba koisis. Means because it was not in the right places. I am not Vaday on this Chiddush. I am being Matzia this Chiddush. Rabbi Yitzchak, you agree with this Pshat? It's a good one, it's not a good one? Because the question is,
It's a chiddush. I've never heard anything like it before.
Yeah, I agree. It's a question like where the Rambam found such a chiyuv that it will be that chutz from it being koisha bracha, the four koises needs to be split in four times in four separate places. If someone would have a raya for me, I will have a lot of akaras hatoiv. And if someone has a pircho, not less of akaras hatoiv.
What does Rebbe mean when he says at four different times? It doesn't necessarily have to be at the time stated in the Haggadah?
No, it needs to be after Kiddush, after Magid, after Birkas HaMazon, and after Hallel. But it does not need to be that the Hallel was said on that. Means the fact that it's being in four separate times in these four places where Chazal were metakein, that itself has a Milo. That itself has a Milo. It's a big chiddush, I'm saying, but it bothers me. I'm telling you, could be it's not such a kasha. How the Rambam says below Yosef?
I'm just confused. How's he saying any different to that which the Brisker Rav says? Or the Brisker Rav says that when we say kol chavachad navet be'mitzah, that when the Rambam says babas achas doesn't mean a one go, it means four times, not on the exact point in the Haggadah that you were meant to do it. So what's Rebbe?
No, the Brisker Rav learns that it's, you need, that velo yotza yedei dalet koisis means koisha brocha, means a separate takono of koisha brocha, what of the Gemara of Na'avid Bei Mitzvah. This Gemara that you brought of Na'avid Bei Mitzvah, that is what the Rambam is speaking. But that's a good shot, but Dani, Vein Toima, only in Alocha Yud the Rambam brings this Alocha, that called Kois Na'ava Kois Yoseilu Mevorech Olof Boncha Bifnei Atzmo.
Right.
How he brings an Alocha test, a problem, when he still did not tell me that such Alocha exists. Understand my question? You see Alocha Yud? Yeah, you see Alocha Yud?
Yes, I've seen it, yes.
Okay, Alocha Yud, what's Alocha Yud? That you have a din to have it Koisha Brocha. And you want to tell me that in Alocha Tess already, the Rambam is saying that it's missing Koisha Brocha. It's something is missing in my opinion. I think that that Alocha Tess is a separate Alocha. It's Alocha that these four Koisois needs to be in four times without the issue of being Koisha Brocha. It's a haluko be'etzem ha-koisos.
But what is that halukha that it has to be?
Again, Rabbi Yosef.
What afternoon is Rabbi bringing out?
Oh, I will tell you a very simple. This is an afkemino. If someone did Birkas HaMazon ala kois, okay? And before he said, Boire pri ha-gofen, the kois spilled. Zeu, the kois is not here. Okay? So he does not have Koisha Brocha of Birkas HaMazon. Zehu. He does not have it now. Okay? But he still needs to drink Arba Koisis, right? My question is, when to drink that Kois Shlishi? I'm asking, when to drink it? When? That's my question.
Right, what's this milo of drinking kaseder? Meaning, if it's not kosher bracha, so what is this? Okay, it has to be kaseder. What is that milo?
I don't know. I want you to give me the pshat. I don't know. I'm just telling you, makatuv. I don't know, Taki, what's a milo in it?
Because Rabbi, would it be
again?
Rabbi kosher bracha, you would not be able to kosher bracha if it's spilled. And sure on a regular not. Friday night, if you make kiddush.
Yeah.
If you make Friday night kiddush and then the coast spills, what do you do?
What you do? So
you be poor and just drink.
No, to pour again has nothing to do with the kiddush you said on a different coast. No.
It's basically like that. I think at Shulchan Aruch that you can redo it. They bring religious renovation kind of like by the Haggadah, by Maggid. If it's Nishma Hakadosh, you have to do the whole Haggadah again. See how that right. You can't redo the. But the basic right. I think passes that you can. But you could just read. It's unclear why, but you could just read.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Tosfos, on Daf Kof Amud Aleph, Rebbe Yossi said that we don't stop the Suda on Erev Yom Tov. So Tosfos asks, so according to Rebbe Yossi, how do we have the Dalet Kosos? Because he started his Suda on Erev Yom Tov and now it's Yom Tov. And Tosfos answers that he benches, then does the Kos of Berachas Tamoz, and then does three other Kosos. So according to you, would the Rambam disagree with that in Rebbe Yossi?
I see the Tosfos. I need to see it again. I mean, I just need to see it inside carefully. I need to see it. It's something I just need to see. It's like on the spot you're asking me. I just need to see it inside. So, Bli Neder, I will be in touch with you after I see the Tosfos inside carefully. So, the Nafka Mina, what I'm saying is that we have three halachos. I just want to be misaking. One is to drink four koises. Second, to drink it in the right places means to do the Borei Pri HaGofen after Kiddush, to do it after Magid, to do it after Birkas HaMazon, after Halal. And another halacha that it needs to be a koishel brocha. Means that the Kiddush needs to be said on it, Magid needs to be said on it, Hallel, and Birkas Hamazon and Hallel. Okay, Adkan, this is...
Is Rebbe explaining Vas Achas the same as the Rashbam on Kuf?
Yeah, no, that Vas Achas means four, yes, for sure, no question. Four separate choices, but it was not in the four places, right? No question, yeah. Yeah, no question. Yeah. Okay, but Rebbe,
why was the Rabbanim misaking to make four slots for making Kaisel Bracha? They were misaking to make the Dalet Kaisis in their Malkum because they wanted to Kol Chayav V'Chayav Neveh B'Mitzvah. So what shafts the Malkum is because it's a Kaisel Bracha.
You are right, Besvor, you are right. You are right. Rebari, I'm saying you are right, but I'm bringing to the table could be another halacha. I need help. I'm bringing to the table another halacha. I'm not, because that I'm saying I'm mesupok. I am mesupok if I'm right or not. But Rabbeisa in Toysis, I'm not mesupok. Yeah, clear. Yeah, Toysis, it's clear that it's Cheirus. It's not only Kaishan Brocha. But it's a Maisa Cheirus that's chal on everyone. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Thank you for joining the shiur. It was a big chizuk for me. I hope, guys, it was Simchas Yom Tov for you. If not, make sure to have a good cup of wine today. Be chaper on the not having Simchas Yom Tov in the shiur. But I really hope that you had Simchas Yom Tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Good yom tov, Rabbi.
Good morning, Rabbi. Shkoyach.
Good morning.